Chapter 32. "Charlie Traxel," Rita Fiore said. "Jesse Stone." Jesse shook hands with Traxel. "Charlie's the chief investigator for the Norfolk County DA," Rita said. "Jesse's the chief of police in Paradise." "Any friend of Rita's," Traxel said. "Covers a lot of ground," Rita said. They were having lunch at Loch Ober. "Rita tells me you used to be in L.A.," Traxel said to Jesse. "Robbery, homicide," Jesse said. "So you done some street work," Traxel said. "Yep." "Charlie often worked with me when I was a prosecutor down there," Rita said. "He knows more about crime south of Boston than anyone I've ever met." "Rita knew a lot herself," Traxel said, "until she went upscale to the big fancy law firm, which is paying for your lunch," Rita said. "Thing I like best about big fancy law firms," Traxel said. "I think I'll have the lobster Savannah." "Jesse is looking for South Shore crime gossip," Rita said. Traxel looked at Jesse. "You've come to the right place," he said. "What do you need?" "Neil Bankston," Jesse said. "Nocco Moynihan, Reggie Galen." Traxel leaned back and drank some of his iced tea. He was a sturdy-looking man, with gray hair and horn-rimmed glasses. "I never got the bastard," he said. "Which one?" Jesse said. "Any of them. But I wanted Bankston most."
"Why?"
"Because we never caught him. Moynihan and Galen both did time, but Bankston?" Traxel shook his head. "Lord Bankston of Hempstead."
"Dirty?"
"Absolutely," Traxel said. "Couldn't prove it?"
"Never."
"He connected to Nocco and Reggie?" Jesse said.
"Yes."
"Tell me about it," Jesse said.
"You want stuff I can prove?" Traxel said.
"Tell me what you know," Jesse said. "Bankston was a construction guy," Traxel said. "Nocco used to work for him once, bricklayer. Nocco was a tough guy, used to box, strong as hell. Had a reputation, you know. And when there was trouble with someone who didn't like the work Bankston was doing or the wages he was paying, he took to sending Nocco around to discuss it. And the bigger Bankston construction got, the more there was to discuss."
"Like?"
"Construction not up to code, non-union labor, pay below minimum, illegal immigrants, a lot of overcharges."
"So," Jesse said, "Nocco became more and more important."
"And so did Bankston," Traxel said. "Big man in Hempstead, big man in the church, had a big charity event every year on his lawn. Married some rich Catholic broad from an important family, moved up in the world."
Rita sat quietly, listening to them talk. Nearly everyone who came into the restaurant, Jesse noticed, looked at her.
"Meanwhile, Nocco started freelancing and got himself busted for extortion," Traxel said. "3 years in Garrison. Where he meets Reggie Galen," Jesse said.
"Soulmates," Traxel said.
He looked at Rita.
"You miss all this stuff, babe?" Traxel said.
"Everything but the $30,000 salary," she said.
"Anyway, after both of them get out of jail, Bankston is trying to expand on the North Shore. And he's having some trouble with Reggie Galen, who's charging Bankston a security fee for everything that he does up there. So Bankston gets hold of Nocco and tells him the problem, and Nocco says, 'I know the guy,' and pretty soon they're all thick as thieves."
"Let me guess," Jesse said. "Reggie's the North Shore Nocco, and everyone's making money."
"You know Bankston's twin daughters married his two thugs," Jesse said.
Traxel nodded.
Rita whistled softly.
"Yeah," he said. "I don't think Bankston liked that much. But by now it's not clear if Nocco and Reggie work for Bankston or he works for them."
"You've been accumulating evidence for a long time," Jesse said.
"Looked at a lot of paper," Traxel said. "Talked to a lot of people.
None of whom will talk on a record."
"Nope."
"Without which the paper's no good."
"Nope."
"Careful guys," Jesse said.
"And smart," Traxel said.
"You're interested because of Nocco getting aced in your town."
"Yep."
"Pretty thorough guy," Traxel said.
"I am," Jesse said.
"Guy worked for Reggie Galen got whacked, too."
"Connected?"
"Seems likely," Jesse said.
"Two thugs," Rita said, "in the same month? In a town like Paradise? I'd say it seems very likely."
"Sure," Traxel said.
"What did this guy do for Reggie?"
"Slugger," Jesse said.
"Suspects?"
"Not really."
"Think one of the Bankston girls might have been involved?" Traxel said.
"Don't know," Jesse said.
"You asked about them."
"I ask about everything," Jesse said.
"You know anything about their reputation?"
Traxel smiled.
"The Bang Bang twins?" he said.
"I guess you do," Jesse said.
"But I don't," Rita said, "and I want to hear about it.
The Bang Bang Twins? They told her. When they were through, Rita sat quietly for a moment. Then she said, I wish I had a twin.